This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Here we go, the final hour of the show, the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and joining us now on our live stream, available at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, and the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. He is the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you can hear on this and fine Odyssey stations everywhere every weekday night from 7 until 11 p.m. with Brad Evans, Ryan Horvat, and tomorrow, me again, because why not? I got nothing better. It's Friday night. What am I going to do?
Because you can't say no. Say no sometime. Listen,
why would I say no to the opportunity to work with Ryan Horvat and hating ass Mario? Mario Heron here from the BetMGM Network in the midst of the NBA playoffs. Sup, dog?
What is going on, guys? How's life? Did you enjoy the schedule release? Have you enjoyed the playoffs? What's WWE? What's going on there? Used to be WWF. Just learned that. Actually, I somehow missed that in the doc that I watched, but I wrote that down to bring up to you today.
We got the hook is in. Mario doesn't know what the hook's in. Last Friday, he was telling me and Horvy that he was watching documentaries about wrestling from back in the day. That's the first sign of the addiction. It's coming, Mario. We're getting
I just
you
love
there.
I'm a big documentary guy. I watch them all. I just watched the Liver King one where he like doesn't apologize for what he's done.
You mean being funny. An open and bold-faced liar? That one?
Yeah.
That guy?
He just doesn't. It's a great doc of just, yeah, he's doing the exact same thing he's always done. And at the end, he's like, I think I should eat some vegetables. And that's pretty much it.
Mario is here because the NBA playoffs are ongoing. And I think I would be remiss, Mario, not to give you just a minute to talk about your Pacers team. Because I got to tell you, I wanted to root against the Pacers only to antagonize you specifically and only you. And now, after this past series, I find it impossible to root against this team.
By the way, I've been looking for some Let's Go Sirs audio. I can't find it anywhere. So maybe if you could find that, you could send it to me and I'll just play it over and over.
No, the only place you can get it is from Mario.
They made a t-shirt. They did make a t-shirt that says Let's Go Sirs. Just saying. My mom has it. She was at the game. But let me just take a little victory lap. Thank you. Very much appreciated. Me and Ryan Horvat on BetMGM Tonight said about a month ago, we're talking about the Eastern Conference and how everyone was like, it's Cleveland, it's Boston, and that's it. We were like, a dark horse is Indiana because last year they did it. They've made a run. Then they got hurt, couldn't do it. Their defense was a big issue. This year the defense is vastly improved. Miles Turner stepped up in very big ways. Tyrese Haliburton's called the most overrated player by other NBA players.
And I took that personally.
And he took that personally. And then half of the NBA also didn't even vote in that. They usually skip that area because they don't want to be, you know, mean to people. So it's probably just a bunch of guys on the Bucks and the Knicks that just really can't stand the Pacers. Now, people are waking up to the fact that basketball was born in Massachusetts, but it was raised in Indiana. And people are waking up to that right now. And let me tell you this. the difference between last year's team and this year's team that I really, really like is there's a more of an attitude with this Pacers squad. There's more of a chip on the shoulder of, hey, not only are we going to beat you and, you know, push the ball up the floor and just keep it running and keep it going, and anytime we're down, we're going to be right back up in about 2 minutes. At the end of every possession, we're going to bump you a little bit. When you go to the rim, you're going to get hit. When you come to the paint, you're going to get hit. And I love that attitude. I love that mentality, especially for a small market team. I think it's kind of essential to have. I'm excited. I think they can take out the Knicks. I think they can take out the Celtics and ha-ha Knicks. You guys all were celebrating like the series is already over. And then Derek White and Luke Kornet. Where were you for the Luke Kornet game? I know where I was. They all had something to say about that. But I think they match up pretty well against both squads. And people need to start realizing how good of a coach Rick Carlisle is, because this is 2 years in a row of a team that's gone to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you ask the regular NBA person, go, all right, name me 3 Pacer players. Can they? Because I guarantee they name Tyrese Haliburton and then maybe Miles Turner, and then it's a big pause.
I don't think any of that is unfair. I think what I appreciate about this team is all the things that I said I appreciated about Boston and had a bet out on Boston to repeat. And maybe they do with Jason Tatum. Maybe they don't. Doesn't matter. They may still win this series. I don't think they can go 7 with Indiana if they do. It doesn't really matter. But the reason I like Boston was the adaptability and the clutch factor, right? Like, we saw it out of Brown and Derek White a few times last year where in close games, these guys were just able to get it done, which is why the 2 losses at home were both, as our guest Lulu Kessin called them earlier, and I quote, dumb, end quote, was because of the fact that those were very winnable in the clutch for Boston, and Jay Tate just kind of lost his mind and his composure in those spots. Indiana's a team that has both of those things. They're versatile. If Halliburton's having a night, they know how to run the offense to get it to him. If he's not, they're going to find the guy who is and use Halliburton as the go-through guy instead of the go-to guy, A. But B, this team's clutch. Like, every close game they have been in, including with Cleveland, Halliburton or somebody came up with big shots down the stretch. Everything and you're right, Rick Carlisle is arguably one of the best coaches in the NBA who's never named in that group right now. I agree. As much as I want to give you hell because it's fun, I agree with everything that you are saying right now. And as far as I'm concerned, those 3 things are the 3 metrics. That plus a big man are the things I'm looking for an NBA champion pick.
And something that kind of the Pacers have, I think, similar with like the Oklahoma City Thunder, is the guys, they don't care if they're the star that night or if they're not. You know, like, they all just want to pitch in to win a game. There's no egos involved. It's just, let's come together, let's accomplish something, and let's win. And that's something the Pacers have done throughout the playoffs. And that's something the Thunder have done throughout the season, and now they run against the best player in the world, and they're trying to figure that out. But that's another part of this that's just awesome to see. It's late in the game. Hey, Nebhard's hitting shots. Let's set him up. Naismith's hitting 3s. Let's set him up. Tyrese is cooking. Let's get him going through him. And I don't know if there's a better guard in the NBA right now at finding passing lanes than Tyrese Haliburton. When he drives and the defense collapses, on TV it's like, where is the gap to throw a pass to find someone open? Tyrese finds it every single time. And that's extremely hard to guard. And it's extremely hard to slow down. They are one of the most complete teams in the NBA, and their supporting cast is phenomenal. They play together. I can't wait, man. And you gave me a lot of crap for it last year, and I understand it, but I'll say it again. Playing in Indiana is very, very hard.
For the record, I didn't give you crap for saying playing in Indiana's hard. I gave you crap for saying Indianapolis is the best sports city in America.
Host city. I said host city.
Doesn't best matter.
Host city.
Oh, still not it's, that.
But my point stands. It's, you go to Indianapolis, basketball is God. And when you play there and people say, oh, the Garden's hard. Oh, you can't win in the Garden. Go to Indy. It's very hard to win there.
And that's how
every
say
team
it
has
too.
Struggled.
That's how they say
that
it.
That's how I've always heard them say
that's
it.
That's how they say it.
You know what I want to make, by the way, what I'm working on is, so my parents have gone to every single game, and I'm working on a graphic where it's like Timothy, Charlemagne, and Spike Lee, and then it's like versus my parents.
Next win. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that other series in the East. No Jason Tatum. I said this on your show on Tuesday. I was taking Boston. I was taking a Boston money line bet, which was plus money. It was like minus 115, I think, last night, because it felt like a win one for the Gipper game, right? Like, super emotional. Let's go get this done for Jason Tatum. But to be able to do it back-to-back games, even if you end up going seven all the way back to Beantown, I like Derek White. I like Jaylen Brown a lot. But both of those guys' games work when Jason Tatum is the primary focus. I don't know how long it can work without him. The Knicks have now seen what the offense looks like when those two guys are option one and option two. I don't think there's a way Boston finishes this series. I think the Knicks are winning it and taking on the Pacers in round two.
You know, you mentioned earlier the like clutch situations that Boston had last year. They clearly don't have that this year, right? Any close game, it's going New York's way. The way Boston gets back in this series is 10-point, 15-point, 20-point wins. That's the way they have to do it. If it's a close game coming down the stretch, Jalen Brunson is just light years ahead of everyone on the Boston Celtics. And we've seen that over and over again. The night last night, you kind of nailed it on the head. It was just a bad spot for New York and a great spot for Boston. You had everyone against you. You didn't have Tatum. Everyone's talking crap about you. You finally sit KP, which he's just such a liability on the floor, offensively and defensively. I think in the first 5 minutes of the game last night, he already had two turnovers. He's just not good on the floor. Luke Kornet gives you the best game of his life. Can he do that again? I think Brandon Pritchard is sixth man of the year. He can give you great minutes no matter what, but he played close to 40 minutes last night. That's asking a lot of him. The Celtics finally shot great with at 3-point. They shot 44.9%. So can you do that again in New York? And can you get it a double-digit lead? Because as soon as it's single-digit, man, I really don't trust Boston. And that's why I think New York still wins it. I think they close it out in six. If it goes seven, I'm kind of with you. I still think it is Knicks. They're just clearly the better team. And it's just if it goes seven, they're playing with their food and they're not paying attention. And more, you know, Payne Pritchard probably has like close to 25 points. Derek White has to have 30. Brown has to have a double-double. People think Brown has to have like these 30-point games. And I kind of disagree. I think what Brown has to do is what he did last night, where he scores in the 20 range, but then those assist numbers, those rebound numbers have to be up. Because without Tatum, he's their leading rebounder. Luke Kornet picked up in that slot last night. What Jaylen Brown picked up in was dishing the ball out and setting other people up. He has to do that again. He can't just be a scorer. He has to be a complete playmaker for this team to be successful and to get these wins against a very stacked New York squad. Yeah, I would love to sit here and tell you that a New York failure is coming and that Tom Thibodeau is going to fart down his leg or piss down his leg again, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be New York, and it's going to be New York versus Hicks versus the Knicks.
Feels
in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I only sigh because I like that. I hate that I like that. All right, let's flip over to the Western Conference here for just a couple of minutes. The Denver Nuggets had an opportunity, every reason to take down the Thunder in Game 5, and then in the fourth quarter, they figured out a way to crap the bed. Nikola Jokic, the only guy scoring points in the fourth quarter. I think the Nuggets went something like, I think it was one, everybody not named Jokic went 1-for-12, and that one was a layup when the game was already over. So realistically, they went 0-for-11 down the stretch. It ended up allowing the Thunder to come back and take that game and a 3-2 lead. Game 6 back in Denver. I'm taking Denver to extend this thing to 7. My only question is, it's not even a question, it's a statement. I think we now know for a fact that the biggest concern we had about Denver, which is they just don't have the bench. And as fast-paced as you've got to play to get up and down the court with the Thunder, you've got to have guys coming off the bench you can trust for 14, 15, 16 minutes a night. And they don't have that right now. Nikola Jokic, why do I do that again? Nikola Jokic is the best player on planet Earth. I agree. But he's just one dude. And if everybody else is going to go 0-for-11 with a game on the line, I don't think it matters. The Thunder are moving on.
You mentioned the supporting cast. Russell Westbrook can't have 4 points in 20 minutes. Christian Brown can't have 8 points in 43 minutes. Michael Porter Jr. can't have 2 points. Those guys can't do that. Especially on the other side, you have Lou Dort, who makes three straight threes to start the fourth quarter. With the MVP over there just waiting to get going, and he does. He finds his spots, he gets open, and he hits his shots. The Nuggets in that game, they were in control, but you could even see it late in the third. Thunder cut it a little bit, and Nuggets went to a 2-3 zone. And in a 2-3 zone, it's to slow down the opposing team and to, you know, really protect the paint. But it's also for you to get your guys to save energy, because you don't move a lot in 2-3 zone. You just got to guard an area, right? And man-to-man, you got to follow someone the whole time, keep track of what's going on, and help the helper. In 2-3, it's just passing someone on to the next guy, and you can kind of rest a little bit. Well, as soon as the Thunder started figuring that zone out and started kind of carving up that zone, what were the Nuggets going to do? And then on the other side of the floor, Jokic's game, he's the best player in the world, and he, you know, can score anytime he wants, but a lot of what he does is setting people up. And if he's getting doubled, or hell, even tripled, and he makes an amazing pass only like him and Jesus Christ himself can make, and you can't hit the shot where no one's even around you, that's a problem. You're not going to win a basketball game, especially when you have on the other side of the floor around two to three guys that can hit shots. And on top of that, when you're the Thunder, a guy that's going at Jokic for a double, that could be Alex Caruso, which is a top defender in the league. That could be Lou Dort, another great defender. Jalen Williams, great defender. SGA, top three in steals in the NBA. And if it's not a guard, oh, it's Chet. So it's 7 foot, 7 foot against Jokic. You know, Jokic is fantastic, but that's a tough matchup. I actually think different. I think Thunder closed it out tonight. I think they win it. I think it's series over. And get ready for the newspapers to say it. It's the mark of a new era. It's Anthony Edwards versus SGA for the first time in the Western Conference Finals. LeBron, Steph, Durant, thank you so much for everything you've done. But the new era is here, and that's Ant and SGA, and they're going to run the West.
All right, last one before we let you go. You know, I said this earlier in the show. I'll bring it up to you now. You know that feeling you get when you have a hero and you meet him in person and they suck? Right? Like you meet your favorite athlete or your favorite actor or your favorite musician or whatever, and you get the chance to shake a hand and take a picture, and it turns out that they suck as a person, and that you get that kind of like, oh, that sucks feeling. I'm having that feeling with Jimmy Butler right now, because like the playoff Jimmy thing, I was all in on. My phrase for a while now has been there was no Heat culture. There was Jimmy Butler culture, and the Heat benefited from that. I was all in. He had a chance the last two games without Steph Curry to make himself a Warriors legend, to earn himself a buttload of money to stay there and keep doing what he did. And for whatever reason, playoff Jimmy disappeared, like 17 points or less in the last three games running. No Steph. He's not taking shots. He's attacking to the free throw line, but then just stopping for no reason. I don't think anybody is going to be dinged up more from this postseason team-wise than Jimmy Butler.
A text I got last night that I think sums this up the best is Warriors are going to be really sad when Steph is done. And I was like, yeah, they are. They're going to be really sad. I didn't understand Jimmy Butler's mentality through this whole series. Mike Conley was the obvious weak man on the floor for the Wolves defensively. And it was, you know, you kind of set a screen until you get him. And Jimmy Butler gets situations where he has him. And you go, all right, now it's time to work. Now it's time to go. Make your move. Get to the basket. Score, get to your spot for a mid-range jumper. And then next thing you know, it's in Jonathan Kuminga's hands. Next thing you know, it's a pass. And then next thing you know, it's he doesn't want the ball anymore. And it's like, all right, are we doing like the Will Ferrell in, you know, the movie where he's like, all right, I want. It passes it back out like over and over again. I wish I could remember that movie. I'm going to say old school.
That would be semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Wow. There we go. Thanks for the
reference. We'll get you there.
But no, I was really disappointed, man. It's maybe Jimmy Butler 2 years ago could really will this together. But at the same time, Timberwolves are a very well defensive sounding team with a very solid rim protector with a lot of guys that they can throw at you that kind of disrupt you. I just think Jimmy Butler never got comfortable in this game and never really found his rhythm. And that also kind of goes back to being added to a team in the middle of the year. When you add a team to the middle of the year, you kind of are still figuring out who you are within the organization. So That hurts. I thought Warriors could make a title run with Curry healthy, but instead, I just helped Vegas build another big building.
Hayton asked Mario Heron from the Bet MGM Network joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock to talk sports, basketball, football, baseball, whatever. We'll talk schedule release next time around. We will talk conference finals next time. Mario, my man, appreciate it, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow night, pal.
See you tomorrow night in Hicks in 7, baby. I'll be at game 3.
Wait. You had the opportunity to say Hicks in 6 and you passed on it?
I don't think it's going to go 6.
Doesn't matter. It rhymes and it sounds awesome.
But you have to be truthful to the audience.
Yeah, and then he'd be wrong. So, I mean, right, he believes it's going 7.
He spent a week saying Hicks in 6, and then if it is Hicks in 6, you get to Selly. If it's Hicks in 6 now, it's mine, and I'm not even a fan.
You can take Hicks for 6. I would take Hicks for 7. I can't wait to be at game 3. I'm pretty excited.
We will talk to
Me
Mario.
Me and Timothy Chalamet. We'll give him a bird. I'm going to be like, hey, man. You think you're least Gaib?
No. Don't correct him. Just let him keep saying it on the air forever. Let him keep saying it forever.
Okay. What did I get wrong there?
Don't worry
Adis
about
Gaib?
It.
Adis Gaib? Adis Gaib? I don't know how to say it. It's in Dune, but Dune's a great movie. Fantastic.
You're the best, buddy. See you tomorrow night.
Hey, Eagles is hard.
Mario Heron from the BetMGM Network. You can hear him with Ryan Horvath and Bradley Evans every weekday night from 7 to 11 right here on this and fine stations everywhere. I will be in with Horvy tomorrow night. Mario will be next Thursday. Fight Club will be up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, you know.
In an hour?
Yeah, I just, listen.
3 in an hour.
Here's what it is. You know, I'm recovering from the illness. I feel a little bit better today. I think I'm good. I know I'm not all the way back, but for some reason, my mind, I think I am. And I just keep forgetting to push a button. So,
That would be the microphone on button.
Yes. Yes, it would be. It doesn't say on over here, but it turns.
It literally says on.
All right, it does say on. I need my glasses on. So anyway. It does say, I've never actually looked at the buttons to see that it says, well, this one says start. okay. But anyway, that's because if you push it, it starts something. Speaking of starting something, time for the Fight Club, where I'm not as confused as I sound. Maybe I am.
I can confirm. Most of the time, he's not this bad. He's having a senior moment right now.
No, I'm not really. I'm at the moment, I'm trying not to cough. All right, so I found something. Before we get into this, I found something. And I know we have local wrestlers listening all the time. We appreciate it. We do. And we do plan on getting out somewhere eventually. But I need to go somewhere where the chairs are extra wide. That's just me. It's just a preference.
I need to go somewhere where somebody needs a valet and a mic. Well, all right. Any local wrestlers struggling with your promos right now?
All right.
Call us. We're your voice.
I happen to see this Pro Wrestling Turbo thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this.
Yeah, they run shows around here
a lot. It's going to be in Fountain Inn on June 1st. And I'm tempted to go. It's on a Sunday at 4 o'clock.
I saw one of their shows a year and a half ago at an outdoor brewery restaurant kind of deal downtown. It was a blast.
They're going to be at the Mill in Fountain Inn, which is like 10 minutes from where I live, which also adds into the fact that I it's on a Sunday afternoon, so I don't have to stay up too late.
Local indie wrestling is the best.
Yeah, I mean, I
can be talked into
I don't think I'm going to need too much coaxing if you don't have, you know, one of your 37 jobs going on
there
that Sunday.
There also is, I'm doing, is that this Sunday?
No, June 1st.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Okay. I thought you were talking about this Sunday. I was like, because I'm going to Raw Monday, and I don't know how much, hey, wife, I'm missing out on 2 days with you because wrestling is going to fly. But if it's that far out, yeah, I'll be there. Let's book it.
All right, let's work on that. So speaking of Monday Night Raw, here is a confirmed lineup so far. All right. Sheamus versus Grayson Waller. So you get that because you're going. I'm not.
I am.
Because I'm old and I don't fit in the chairs anymore. AJ Styles and Penta versus Finn Balor and JD McDonagh.
By the way, that could slap.
By the way, McDonagh has put some work into his body where the head's still too big, but I think the body's starting to match it a little bit more. And maybe it's just because he's been away, but I still think it's starting to match.
Let's also point out, I know he gets a lot of help. JD McDonagh is willing to go.
He's the toughest guy in wrestling right now, without a doubt. All right, yeah. Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker, non-title match. But still, you get to see the speed of Bron Breakker.
And you get to yeet all over ourselves.
You get to yeet all over yourself.
We're
going to
yeet all over the well.
And also, there are Money in the Bank qualifying matches. They haven't said who it's going to be.
I had heard that. I didn't know if you were going to tell me that they had told us who is getting put on that list. I think it's got the opportunity to be a good show. The last couple of times they've come through, we've gotten real lucky in that it has either been, I think 2 years ago, it was like, it wasn't the go home show for WrestleMania, but it was like two before, so we had the sign, which was dope. Last year they came through, and I think it was the week before Backlash, so you had a pretty big build up for that. This year it's the weekend after, so there's some ramifications. From what I could tell, it looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty good card.
So hopefully, if we're going to get a wrestler in here Monday or on the phone or on stream, we'll find out tomorrow. I mean, that would be kind of cool. Or I mean, we're versatile enough that if a wrestler's in the building and just walks into the room, we got it.
Who the hell needs prep time?
I mean, we got it. Yeah. We can just, like, it don't matter who it is. You walk in here, we got it. It's going to be a compelling and fun interview.
You know, you asked me earlier in the show if I could, who would it be if I could just pick anybody? And obviously the answer is Rhea Ripley, but if that's not on the card, I'll tell you who I think it'd be great in here. Why not have your current champ? Why not have Jey Uso?
Why not?
Right? First off, he rolls in here. I rock the Pensacola Blue Wahoos jersey. We got an instant connection. We're from the same place.
Wow.
So that's dope. And on top of that, I don't know if you've seen, or I know you have, I'm saying the royal you. I don't know if you've seen some of these pods that Jey does where they're not like radio shows. They're just like true online podcasts. The dude's hilarious. Like, he has a good time.
Well, I've got a shirt on order, which is supposed to be here tomorrow, that I've been looking forward to getting. And I got a Fatu shirt. I had to get it. They had the red ones and then they had the black ones. I like the red one better because I have enough black t-shirts.
There are some wrestlers.
It's got the wolf on the front. It's sweet.
Some wrestlers that I would prefer to do the interview in kayfabe, like as with their character.
Yeah.
And then there are some wrestlers that I just want to talk to them as people. Jacob Fatu, I just want to talk to as a guy because his story of how he got here is incredible. This dude was like in and out of prison, was having real problems with his life, didn't want to be a wrestler. And then he's like, one day, basically my family, like, told me, start doing this and get yourself out of trouble. You got kids. And now he's quickly becoming one of the biggest wrestlers on planet Earth. And you can see there was a clip not too long ago going around on social where the Boogeyman showed up backstage for a set, and Fatu got a chance to meet him, asked him to like take a video, right? Just like talk to him on a video. And when it was over, he started hopping up and down like a little kid. It was hilarious. This big ass scary Samoan dude turned into like a kid because he got to meet the Boogeyman. Dude, it was awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. It'd be great.
The Boogeyman would definitely be cool. So I can't wait for that shirt to get in. I cannot wait for Monday. All right, let us jump to MMA really quick, and then we'll, if we have time, we'll get back into wrestling. John Jones versus Tom Aspinall. If you were watching on the stream, which you should do during breaks, we continued a conversation with Mario, who's a big MMA guy, and talked about how John Jones has been ducking Tom Aspinall. I mean, is it about money? I don't know. Here is John's quote, though. "I got people in the chat calling me a duck," Jones said. "Meanwhile, I'm living my absolute best life. I don't know if it's considered ducking when you're living good. I don't think it works like that." That whole thing is just ducking.
Yes, he ducks. There is an issue with, and this is part of the issue I've had with boxing. It is part of the issue I've had with MMA. It is the way that it is structured, and I understand it, but the way that it is structured, where it is about eyeballs. If you lose, especially in a position like John Jones, like he's older now, he is one of the best fighters on planet Earth, but he also, when he started, John Jones was going to be the biggest athlete of his sport. He was going to be the Tiger Woods of MMA, just the guy who like took it global, took it mainstream. And then obviously he's had a gazillion away from the octagon problems. The reality is what you and Mario both said about him. Both of y'all said, "I am going to pay to watch John Jones lose."
Yes.
Well, that's fair, except for he's getting paid. And every fight he has gone through and not lost is one more card he gets paid for main event money to fight on, right? So the minute, whether it's Aspinall or somebody else, the minute that somebody puts Johnny to night-night, and that legacy's gone because nobody's watching him like, "I want to see the most dominant fighter on planet Earth." I'm not going to say everybody, but most people are watching him to watch him get his head kicked in the low Earth orbit. The minute that happens, he's not a draw and he's not making money anymore.
All right, I completely get that, but he's holding the belt hostage. Just give up the belt and retire. Okay, if you're not going to fight, if you're going to duck, give it to someone who will fight.
The other part of this is, and this is where, to me, this is the problem where when you have, and I got a whole litany of complaints about WWE. We can do this another day. But because they're owned by the same company now, the problem you have is when the company in charge, and this almost kind of can go back to the college football conversation we had earlier. When the company in charge is 1,000% more dedicated to the bottom line than the sport that they organize, the sport suffers for it, right? I'm fine with wanting to make the money, wanting to make the dollars. That's what business is for. But you've got to want to protect the sport. If at any point in this run or not, had the UFC come to John Jones and be like, "Look, dude, you're fighting this guy," what, no matter what the litany of number ones that he's avoided, if they would have come and said, "Here's your options. You're fighting this guy or you're not on a card. That's it. You don't get paid. You fight this guy or you don't get paid." They could have prevented this long run ever happening.
I don't think this has to do with the company. I think this has to do with Dana White, the bending to him. That's what I think it does.
They bend to him because he's a moneymaker, right? They bend to him because he's a moneymaker. People are still buying fights because they want to watch him lose and he's just not losing. At some point, Dana, TKO, Dana works for TKO. Whatever Dana's doing, it's at the whim of TKO.
But if I recall, John Jones precedes TKO buying that company and he still was taking care of him before that.
Fine. However you want to look at it, Dana, TKO, the brothers that owned it before TKO, whoever, whatever it is, whatever you want to sell it as, at any given point, if the authority in charge of UFC, whatever period you look at, would have stepped in and said, "You're fighting this guy on this card, or you're not fighting or getting paid," then it would have had to have happened. But as long as they keep letting him avoid number ones, take on interim fights, or take on the soup cans whenever he wants to, and he keeps getting paid because Lonzo forks over $80 to watch him lose a fight he's not going to lose, he keeps getting paid, they keep getting paid. This is the issue you bump into. When you get to a point where the governing commission of a sport, UFC, MMA, WWE, college football, the NFL, whatever, when it gets to the point that it is very clear that the integrity of the sport does not matter as long as the bottom line is being raised. And that's on us for spending the money. But when it gets to that point, then the sport kind of starts to lose its attractiveness. And I'm going to keep it a buck to me. To some degree, UFC's in that spot.
All right. I want to add one more, throw out one more thing before we finish the segment. We've had complaints that we don't talk enough AEW. And so last night I wanted to see the main event because the main event was Samoa Joe versus Jon Moxley in a cage. I mean, that's an attraction. That's a pay-per-view match. I wanted to watch that. So I actually watched it this morning because I recorded it from last night. And the match itself was good. I don't know if there are ever Vegas odds about how quickly Moxley's going to bleed, but but of course he did. So the match is good, but I have a problem with this match. How it ended, everybody coming out, all that kind of stuff, I don't have a problem with that. But there were rope breaks inside of a cage. That doesn't make sense. So that alone, there being rope breaks inside of a cage, okay, you're going to play it that way, fine. That means the cage is, you can use the cage, it's just a part of the ring, fine. But then a briefcase was stuck through the gate, and the briefcase was used in front of the referee to take Samoa Joe out. Which means there's no disqualification.
Yeah, it's either no DQ or it's not.
If there's no DQ, yeah, then there should not be ring breaks. And Moxley was saved twice with a ring break. All I care about is consistency. It doesn't make sense within how we know a cage match should work. And if the briefcase was never entered in, I guess I'm okay with it. I still don't like it. But once that in front of the referee, that means no DQ. Why was he able to ring break? That's when it's not nitpicking, because if you're a wrestling fan, that's a big deal, and I don't get why they did that.
Yeah, I actually, you know, ordinarily this is a spot where I feel like I would jump back at Lonzo and be like, oh, you're overdoing it, whatever. I actually agree with that. Like, part of the, we know it's fake, stop text guy, okay? We know it's scripted. We understand that. We still like it. It's entertainment like any other TV show. But part of the suspension of belief, just like when you watch a movie, you want to suspend belief, you want to believe that this is really James Bond and he's really strapped to a table and there's really a laser working its way towards his body parts, right? Like, you want to suspend belief and live in that moment. Same with us for wrestling. Well, part of that is we are watching a show that is supposed to have a competition involved in which there are rules, or there are no rules, in which case fine, but be the no rules thing. And that's not even to say they can't alter rules, right? Like, there could be an alteration of rules. But, like, that never got called out. It never got said, well, this is legal, but that's not, or whatever. So I actually agree. Those are moments that it makes it hard for me to believe that I'm watching an actual competition and suspend my belief for 2 hours to enjoy a show.
And normally, Taz or one of those guys will cover the mistake, and they did not.
How do you cover that, right? Like, how do you cover that mistake? Now, what you
do is what you do. You say, those rules were disclosed at the beginning of the match. We forgot to say it. Sorry, that's on us.
Yeah, just something.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things that it's like, there's a reason that tropes in wrestling are tropes. And it's because there are just ways to sell. Like, how many times does a referee have to have a wrestler climb up on the outside of the rope, go over there, talk to them while the heel is kicking the other dude in the gonads? It's like, how many times? You watch the TV show. You know this is what they're doing. But if they don't do that, then you can't have that moment. You don't have that moment, which kind of is the centerpiece of a match. It goes away. So tropes are tropes for a reason. But that's a spot where it's like, guys, if you're selling to me that this is a legitimate competition, it needs to be officiated that way, and you didn't do it. I actually agree with Lonzo on this take, which is unusual.
Especially today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final segment of the show comes up next. Rob Lonzo and you on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but there's an interesting story that just went up on 3 Sports, written by Dan Morrison. Ohio Representative Tex Fisher. That's not an Ohio representative's name.
Daggum.
Tex Fisher.
Listen, people move down from Kentucky, from West Virginia, and have kids, and they still name them, you know, stuff from, you know, where they used to
live.
Listen,
Tex Fisher's a great name. It's just not an Ohio name. Anyway, Ohio Representative Tex Fisher has presented a bill to the State House that is designed to almost entirely end noon kickoffs for Ohio State. Outside of the rivalry game with Michigan, which is traditionally played at noon, this bill, if passed, would prevent a game from beginning before 3:30 p.m. when any state university is involved. The other way to get a noon kick banned in the state of Ohio would be if both teams are ranked in the top 10 of the AP poll. Now, this is interesting. There is a consequence for scheduling a game before 3:30 p.m. for an Ohio State college or university that is not that or an AP top 10 matchup. According to the bill, violating this law would incur a $10 million fine against the host team's conference or the television network, depending on who scheduled the game. On top of that, no state university would be allowed with the NCAA, a conference or a network that may compel a school to schedule a noon kickoff. Now, there is some trickle-down impact that comes from the bill on 3 Sports. Says while the focus appears to be on Ohio State and Fox's noon kicks, there are other state schools that play FBS ball. More specifically, there are several MAC schools that would need to address those changes and would have less financial flexibility to manage a fine. This isn't going to go anywhere. It's not going to get passed.
It's dumb. I mean, you're wasting taxpayer time. Do something that might actually pass. I mean, it's just I just don't get the waste of time.
Well, it's politics. There's plenty of that.
Yeah, I know, but at least hide it like most people do, and try to make it look like it's some sort of feasible bill.
He's not at the federal level yet.
Okay, all right. Well, yet with a name like Tex, though, he's on his way.
Tex Fisher. I've made this clear.
I hate noon games for my own teams.
Love,
I hate noon
love
games.
Noon games. This is awesome. And here's the reason why I'll never pass, because of a big noon Saturday. And the Fox thing, how many times has Ohio State been on that? And it's I think it's prime time for college football. You don't. And we will always disagree with that. I think because it is that game and that big noon Saturday is becoming a thing, at least from what I can tell.
Two Big Ten people.
Well, anyway, Big Ten team that we're talking about.
It's so, a Big Ten bill.
Yeah, so I want to see Gus and who's the other dude that's with him all the time? Oh, the announcers.
Yeah.
Is it Gus Johnson?
Yeah, Gus Johnson. I forget the color guy's name.
Who's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
I forget names right now. But anyway, so I want to see them every week. And I know there's a shot, because I live out of market, that I'm going to get to see Ohio State play because they're on that thing all the time.
I look, when I was in college, and as somebody who loves traveling to football games, me and friend of the show, Jack, are working on September 28th. He's a big Bills guy. September 28th, the Saints are at Buffalo. And even though we're going to lose by 50, he's from Buffalo. His family lives close to the stadium. He's like, yo, do you want to go up to Saints and Bills? And I'm like, yeah, I want to see what the mafia is all about. I might go through a table. I might take that bump. We'll see how it goes. I like games that are played later. I like games that I can tailgate through. This is a game. This is a bill that is exclusively for people who go to games with regularity, that do not want to go to a game and tailgate for 2 hours and then go. They want to make a whole day out of it. They want to be in the tailgates. They want a parking lot. You know, they want to go get some food and some drink beforehand. This bill is only for people who go to games with regularity. But I would also say, who are the people that go with two games with regularity, especially now as not Ohio State, but many schools are starting to shrink their stadium but increase the in-stadium experience? The people that have the money. So this is a bill that is written for people who are season ticket holders who go to every game and want more tailgate time.
When people want to drink, they're going to drink, and they'll just start their tailgating before breakfast. I mean, and there are people who actually go to the stadium and never go inside. It's just about the tailgating. Happens. I've seen it happen at Clemson. I've seen it happen at other places. People just go there. They never bother going inside. They got a TV that they put outside while they're tailgating, and they sit out there and watch the game.
Oh, I don't disagree. And I've been that guy before, right? But I would also point out that, especially for places like Columbus, Ohio, where you get a few hundred thousand people descending, it's also about the bars and the restaurants that are open all around the stadium. It's also about the bookstore that can sell more merchandise for people when they are able to go longer into the day.
They're open at noon just as well as open later. And people who want to do those sort of things, they're going to do them anyway. I don't think time of day has anything to do with it. The only thing that's better at night, they think they can hide what they're doing. They can't.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it is, if I am a bar and I am able to open at 10 a.m. and the kick's at 1, or I can open at 10 a.m. and the kick's at 7:30 p.m., that's just more time to get people in, get them a bunch of drinks, and get them out and turn the table over. That's really all it is.
I concede on your knowledge about that. All right. The first thing to texting is Superman.
New trailer dropped, yesterday or day before yesterday?
You still haven't watched it yet?
No, I have not. It came on last night during the NBA game.
Yeah, but you got to watch the extended. You got to watch it online.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the full one, and nor did I have the sound on at that moment, because I was very engrossed in what
you actually
Florida.
Get to hear him talk and her talk and everything. It's I know you're a Superman naysayer, but I just want to say this is really good.
No, I'm excited about this movie.
I am even more excited after watching the new trailer.
I am actually excited.
And Guy Gardner is such a punk. Oh, it's going to be so good.
I am excited about this movie because I think the story of this has been the take forever for me. Superman stories aren't about Superman, they're about us. Superman stories aren't about Superman, they're about everybody else around Superman. And he is the focal piece of all of that. And it feels like Gunn understands that. And it feels like James Gunn is putting that into the Superman movie. So I'm actually really excited about it. And the last two trailers have been great. Plus, on top of that, you give me Crypto the Superdog, I'm going to see it night one. I will say this, James Gunn, if anything bad happens to Crypto the Superdog, I will find you and I will hurt you.
Which is also why you need to watch this new promo, because you get to see Crypto do something anyway, other than what you've already seen. The next thing that's X-ing is the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State eliminated last night by the Minnesota Timberwolves. No Steph Curry, no chance for the T-Wolves, or excuse me, for the Warriors. My biggest takeaway, I talked about this earlier, my biggest takeaway is that a guy that I have been in love with and hyping for a few years now, Playoff Jimmy, went from being the dude to just another dude. I'm going to take it one step further. This is peak off-season radio. I think the Warriors dynasty is done. I think it's over.
Okay, the next thing that's X-ing is Doom.
As in Doctor, no. Or as in the game?
As in the game.
Or as in the movies?
As in the game.
I got nothing on this.
New game drops today on Game Pass. It's Medieval Doom.
I did see a preview for that. I'm interested. I will say this, and this is odd for me. Never played a Doom game.
They are very hectic and frantic, and they will get your blood pressure up, and it's you don't want to try to play them and then go to bed.
Fair enough.
All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Jodon Baker. I took a chance that you would know who Jodon is. You do.
Should I?
Yes, you do. He's been in James Bond. He's been in a ton of movies. He was in the original Walking Tall, but he's a background guy. When you see him, you will know who he is.
I know who he is. I just found him.
Passed away.
Definition of a
character actor.
Character actor, yeah.
For sure.
That's
and
it.
He's been in so many things. His IMDb is pretty big.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Steph Curry.
You would.
Yes. I did.
Poor Steph Curry. We'll see if... We'll see if they make a move. There is a conspiracy theory right now. A working theory online right now. You know, I've all been talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo ending up as a Spur. There is a working theory right now that Golden State makes a play for Giannis to pair him up with Steph and Draymond next year. I'd get rid of Draymond, to be honest with you. All right, that's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, you got bad taste in radio. Come back tomorrow. We'll try it all over again and probably, not definitely, but probably do a better job on the Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.